In this episode of Kids Podcast, I get to share some wisdom with you about leading kids in your church and in your home. Because dealing with kids is work, hard work, and I want to give you the tools you need to champion the kids around you. You can learn more and support what's going on at rongaleministries.com. Okay, let's dig in here. The question came across my desk. It is, how do I prepare to be a dad for my son? This is an excellent question because you could even break it down into even more as, how do I prepare to be a dad for my daughter? How do I be prepared to be a dad as a newlywed? How do I prepare to be a dad? How do I be prepared? And this is just such an important question because even if you've had one kid or two kids, we're always wondering, like, man, how can I do good? How can I do better? Am I ready? I am not ready. Oh, no. And it is coming. And so I would love to talk about this question to help all of you who are entering this chapter of having another small human come into your home and you need some prep. So let's talk about that. Yes. So I have two kids and they're about 5 years apart. The older one is a female and the younger one is a male. And they were both exciting and anxious and just weird experiences for me. And I suppose when I had the first one, my daughter, her name is Morgan, and I was super excited because I wanted a little princess. I wanted to be a father of a young girl, and when we found out it was gonna be a girl, I was super excited. So I was like really like giddy and nervous and oh no, I don't actually know what I'm doing. What do I do? So I've been there and I've been that, and when I had my son, we knew the boy was coming, and I was like, okay, I already had a girl. We've had her for 5 years. I'm ready for another kid, I guess. Come on. And, oh, wait. Boys are different from girls. I'm a boy. And when I was growing up, I went through this, and then went through that, and oh, man, I've got to deal with that next. Oh, no. Am I ready? But that moment, I met him. My world changed. It was different than when I had Morgan. My son's name is Logan. And when Logan came into the world, something about that father-son is different than that father-daughter relationship. And some of the things that I did to kind of prepare for both of my children. First is I got into some podcasts, a lot like what some of you are doing now. You're listening to other people. You're listening to their experiences, listening to their knowledge, listening to their wisdom, listening to their pros and cons. You're just filling your mind. And I think that's probably one of the biggest steps when it comes to preparing for anything. Preparing to have a child or preparing to deal with something as a parent is no different than you taking on a new job and preparing for that. You're about to experience something you've not yet done. And maybe you've done parts of it, but the reality is you're still adding something you've not yet done. You've had a kid, but have you had two kids yet? Maybe you already have two kids from a different family. Have you had two kids from a different family and a third kid from this family? So I get it. From my perspective, as a parent, we go through these chapters, and it's like going through chapters at work. I need orientation. I need training. I need to review. I need to go back to the beginning and remember things. I need to study. I need to learn. I need to ask up, which is another way of saying talking to a mentor. I need to do something so that I can champion what I'm about to do. And wouldn't you find it interesting that us men, or even us moms, will study and prepare and get ready and break our backs for a promotion at work? But we just kind of go through the motions and roll with being a parent. I guess I believe in this. I guess I have this philosophy that. I guess that works. Like, why do we do that? That's not excellence. I'm not even sure I would call that good parenting. I want to be a better parent than I am a soccer coach. I want to be a better parent than I am a pastor. I want to be a better parent than I am a fisherman. I love fishing. For those of you that know, I love fishing. And as much as I want to be really good at fishing, I would rather be really, really good at parenting. I think the only thing I want to do that's better than parenting is being a husband. And that's largely because of proper priorities. And that's a whole nother podcast on a different day with a different message. But if I'm taking on a new job and I go through orientation, taking on a new job and I watch videos, taking on a new job and I listen to podcasts, taking on a new job and I read books, taking on a new job and I do specialized training on a specialized detail, I've got the job. I've gone through the training. I've now have these questions and I meet with someone to talk about, hey, how do you deal with this in your workplace? Why would I not take the same strategies that work for big people and apply it to small people? Why would I not take these strategies from work that make me better as a worker and then apply it to the ideas of being a parent? And so at the end of the day, I want to be a better dad today than I was yesterday. I want to be a better dad than my dad was to me. I want to be a better dad than you name it. I want to be better, better, better. Do I need to be the best? No. I just need to be the best for my kid. Whatever that looks like. And if I find myself having weak sauce over a certain topic, I need to man up and change something. If my wife calls me out and says, you know what, Ron? That's weak sauce, or that's not good, or that's a mediocre, then I need to man up. I need to do better. And I give that challenge to those of you that are asking, man, how do I prepare for this child, the small human that's about to enter the world? Whether it's my first, second, third, boy, girl, just married, been in it for a while, whatever. My first answer is fill your mind, educate yourself the same way you would prepare for a job. Dig into the podcast, read a book, talk to friends that already have that situation, talk to mentors who have more than you. Whatever you find, wherever you find it, dig in. So that'd be my first step, is just fill your mind. The second thing I would probably consider is kind of wrap your mind around the idea that the first couple of months, it doesn't really matter if you're a dad or not. What you really need is to be husband. That child, from my experience with my two kids, did not care who I was. I could have been Santa Claus. I could have been the President of the United States. I could have been Ron Gale. It wanted mommy all the time. So on my second go around, I kind of had a better grasp on what to do. And it was constantly saying, hey, babe, how can I help? That's exactly how I did it. I sounded like Batman. Hey, babe, how can I help? And of course, I saved the day. every night. So be mindful of that reality that the kid just does not care who you are. You're going to want to just constantly check on mom and say, "Mom, what do you need? How can I do it? Do you need a break?" And sometimes mom might be like, "You hold him. You deal with the crying. You change the poopy diaper. I need a break from these things. You do it." That's how you be a husband at that moment. So that'd be my point for number two. I guess my third thing on preparing is figure out your recreation time now. You have your job, you have your spouse. Now you need to figure out your recreation time. I think one of the most common things I see with parents and parenting is that dads will give up their recreation time for their kids. And I have two, I guess, perspectives of that. One, that is good. Your family should come first. Yes. My second perspective is don't give it all up. Because if you're empty, if you are not being regenerated and recreated, you will find yourself sad, depressed, and resentful. You'll have a bigger dad bod than you're supposed to. You'll be cranky all the time and yada, yada, yada. Like, for those of you that know me at, my church, or you're my friend or family, you know that I'm pastor on during the day. That's my job. And then I also am known as Coach Ron through soccer. Now, I don't do that strictly as a recreation. That's a partial income for me. It's how I diversify. I get money from that, and my wife understands that. And so when I'm coaching soccer, directing soccer, even playing soccer, she is more inclined to be like, "Yeah, go do that, because that helps bring in a little bit of income." Fishing, on the other hand, is different. Fishing is not something I get paid for. Yet. maybe one day. I'm not too concerned with that. Fishing is something that I love to do. It's my recreation. And I make time for that. Do I blow my kids off because of fishing? I'm sure somewhere I have been selfish and I need to up my game in that area. But for the most part, I use my extra vacation days that my wife cannot be a part of, and I do what I call solo vacation days instead of a whole week of staring at nothing by myself. I take that one solo vacation day and I go fishing during school hours. I will wake up early and go fishing before work. I have been known to stay up extra late and go fishing while everyone is just kind of getting ready for bed or already in bed. Bottom line is I still fish. And when I'm not fishing, when I'm not on the water or in the water, and I'm at home and my boy wants to play his video games and my daughter wants to draw and my wife just wants to, sit in her hoodie and watch her favorite TV show, I'm going to tie flies and read books about fishing and listen to a podcast about fishing and do my own thing. I am recreating, and it keeps me happy, because a non-happy Ron is ultimately a non-happy dad, ultimately a non-happy husband, a non-happy pastor, disgruntled. And my wife understands it. My wife is like an awesome wife. I love my wife. Not because of just the fact that she's my best friend, but I could not have asked for a better helpmate. She takes care of me by allowing me to recreate. She also takes care of me by saying, whoa, Ron, a little too much, reel it in, and I need you to be a dad right now. The great example is I didn't fish for a good 2-3 months. I maybe had like an hour here, hour there. But that's not fishing. That's getting away and stealing time. So she allowed me to go on a 5-day fishing trip with some friends. That was awesome. I loved it. I was so appreciative. And I'm so excited that it rejuvenated me. It regenerated me. And coming up here, she's like, actually, I'm going to need you to be a daddy for a while. So it's not like I'm going on 5-day fishing trips every week, because although that would be awesome, it's also not being a very good dad. And then I'm then looking like, hey, how can I do this for her? How does my wife regenerate and rejuvenate and so forth? And, you know, she wants to go to down south and be a part of this relief program. And she wants to do her ministry, and she wants to do her fun. And I try super hard to be like, yes, go, babe. I'm here. I got this. Last night she did a meeting. I don't even know what the meeting was about. She just says she has a meeting. And I'm like, yeah, go do your meeting. And I made tacos for the kids, and we had junk food for snack. And we stayed up late watching movies and laughed. And my daughter, she gets like super into these TV shows. I talked to her about that for a little bit, and you know, I was daddy for the night. No soccer, no recreation, no fishing. Yeah. So, bottom line is one of the things I would consider as a dad who's having a new child is figure out how you're going to keep yourself from being angry with the world because you've given up all of your personal recreational time. Whatever it is that you do, find a way to continue doing it. And that might mean changing how you do it. For example, I don't stand on the water every day. That would be cool. And there have been times where I've fished every other day or maybe every 3 days. You know, I had a goal 1 year that I wanted to be on the water 100 days out of the year. That was a cool goal. Did it. But then what do I do on the other days? I don't. There's this funny meme out there. I don't fish all the time. On the other days, I talk about fishing. I buy fishing gear and I look at fishing articles. And all of that is the same thing as recreating. I am getting my mind off of work, getting my mind off of stressful things, getting my mind off of things that take energy from me, and I'm regenerating my energy on the things that I enjoy. And I'm not saying it to be like a super spiritual or you need the energy of the world kind of thing. That's not what that is. It's an actual psychological thing when it comes to EQ or emotional quotient. Everything you do either gives you emotional energy or it takes away from your emotional energy. And this is a whole periodization concept that works in the sports world. You, for everything that sucks you dry, you have to fill up. And so, dad, one of the best things you can do as a dad is to understand your EQ and how you're regenerating through your recreation. You might be a hunter. You might be a car fixer. You might be, I don't know, a pickleballer. You name it. For me, I fish. I also play soccer. And then I have had conversations with my spouse about what is acceptable for me to engage in those things. You know, she said 2-3 nights max, be gone. After that, she starts yelling at me like, Ron, that's a lot of nights you've been gone this week. You know, this past week was a unique week for me. I was gone 5 nights out of the week doing soccer. And it was only soccer. No fishing. And I had to So this week I'm peeling away. Last week was different because it was basically a championship weekend. We went from semifinals to the finals, and ya boy won it all. Doubleheader, and no one cares because it's just some small time division for old men in the middle of nowhere. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling like, man, my body just got wrecked, but my mind feels good, and I've got a lot of confidence because, you know, I walked into my wife. I said, babe, you're looking at a doubleheader champion. And I just kind of had this, not to say a prideful, like, chest, but like, babe, your man has done something that not a lot of people have done. Aren't you proud of me? Don't you want to give me some hugs and kisses now? And she just kind of was like, you're being silly, you stop. So I'll recreate. So let's go on down to the next thing is maybe the fourth thing I would consider on what you can do to prepare is begin identifying mentors. Might be your dad. Might be someone you look up to, like a pastor. Someone who is doing what you're about to do, but has done it for a while. And probably more precisely, is excellent at it, has been owning it, is championing it. Finding that person and putting them in your life and making them someone that you look up to, someone that you can speak to, someone that you can ask up to, and intentionally put them in the schedule. Say, hey, my guy, I look up to you for whatever reason. Can I call you once a month, once whatever, and we talk about dad stuff and then have actual conversations? And this kind of goes a little bit back to that first point where we were talking about, you know, filling your mind with things. You know, when we get ready for work or job or going to training or going to whatever, well, we also have these meetings with the boss, these evaluations every so many quarters, right? Why not have evaluations with being a dad? Do you evaluate your parenting? Do you evaluate what it looks like? Are you doing a good job? That one topic that you don't know about, what does my mentor have to say about it? And man, my kid did this thing. That was funny, but I didn't know what to do. What did you do about it? So having a mentor, big deal. Putting me in the schedule, big deal. Asking him questions that up your game, big deal. And the last thing I would say that will help you prepare, and these are no particular order, these are just my two cents based on this question that I've heard a couple times, is pray. Yeah, I'm a pastor. Yeah, I believe in Jesus. Yeah. But more importantly, I believe in prayer. I believe in talking to the creator of the universe, or I believe in his ability to answer prayers. And you might be listening to this and you're like, yeah, I totally am down with prayer. And you might also be listening to this and you're like, I don't even know if I even believe in God. I don't know if I believe in prayer. I don't see how prayer works. And that's okay. You're allowed. It might even be a whole nother theological discussion on, does prayer even work? I get it. That might be a whole nother podcast. My two cents is this. One, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I believe that the more I talk to him, the more I get familiar with his voice, which allows me to be more familiar with listening when he speaks back. And sometimes I forget what his voice sounds like, and it's usually when I don't talk to him. And so, when it comes to parenting, if I'm going to ask the wisest person I know, I might as well ask the creator of the universe what he thinks about my kid. Because no matter how much I love my kid, I can never love my kid more than Jesus loves them. And I can never garner wisdom or insight or knowledge into any situation that Jesus can outperform. And there may be an issue or a time where you're going to come across something that no one can deal with, that no one has an answer for, that only a miracle can resolve or provide peace to. Jesus does this. He does the impossible. And that's one of the perks of having a relationship with him. Not a religion, relationship. And so those are my 5 points on how to prepare to be a parent of a new kid, whether it's boy, girl, first time dad, just married, seasoned, etc. You're about to enter this new chapter. Get ready. Dig in. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan. Thank you for letting us speak into your life. At the end of the day, our goal is simple. We just want to raise these little people to one day become big people. Be sure to check out our website at rongaleministries.com to show your support. Thank you for listening, and be sure to smash that like button and turn that button blue or whatever else the kids are doing these days. Until next time, everybody say bye, Pastor Juan.